Hello everybody, it is Sunday the 7th of September 2014 and I'm not sure what time of day it is, probably about... No you're not, that's an audio poo. He's not really because we're sitting in his mum and dad's front room, so I don't think he's ever likely to do that. You are not.
Oh, I'm a tracksuit t-shirt.
Oh, right. I'm sitting on the sofa with a chewinkle. I mean, chihuahua next to me.
And you sit in your knickers.
No. Ignore him, Audio Boo. He's a prat. Live on Audio Boo, I swore he's a prat. Looks like... Yeah, all right. Looks like... You being framed is on, which is a load of... rubbish. So we came over here about 2:30? No, about 3:00, probably. Had a bit of lunch. We had... Stop that racket. Had some lunch. Then we watched the first episode of The Zoo, which was really good, actually. I think it is on BBC One, either on a Wednesday or a Thursday night. And before anybody makes a wise comment, I do know that today is Sunday and not Wednesday or a Thursday. And it's about a guy who was in the war, and so was his brother. His brother sadly got killed, and he's trying to live with the consequences of the fact that he survived and his brother died, and the fact that he saw so many bad things happen to so many people. And he started rescuing animals, and is creating Chester Zoo. So yeah, it's a touching story because it's reality, it's real life, and it is amazing what people went through. Oh yeah, and Zara's on the floor laying next to Daddy. Or is she? Where is she? Is she not next to me? Is she next to you? I know she's next to me. She's laying on the floor next to me.
Hello, Spriggles.
Oh, now she's crawling on... Ah, she nearly did it. That's funny.
What?
She almost crawled on her tummy to get to you. Oh, she's on the sofa. Zara's on the sofa. No, she's not. I don't mean that.
Hello.
Definitely not. Zara's on the floor.
Hello.
Wagging her tail right in my face. Thank you. And Ellie's on the sofa. So that's Dan and Zara having a chit chat.
What?
Oh dear. Hold on a sec. Sorry about that. I thought somebody was having a bit of a private convo. Where are you going, elephant? Oh, she's moved. She had an operation on her toe. I think, was it last week? Oh, and she's going towards the back door.
Mum? Yeah. Anybody's going towards the back door?
So Coronation Street's going to be on in shortly.
Yes.
Oh, not quite. It's just 6:30 now. Shush, voiceover. That's it. So I thought I would try and make my booze a bit more atmospheric.
Cool, let's have a punch up.
Come on then, come beat me up.
No, I wouldn't do it to you.
Why?
Because you're my partner.
So? Loads of people beat their partners up. What's the difference?
Well,
No, I don't mean that audio, Bill. I was just taking the mic. Dinner smells nice. We're having toad in the hole. Or is it? Yeah. Why are you quiet, Dazza Harris?
Hey?
You're quiet for a change.
Oh,
Star Traders. Oh. I haven't got pods in.
Who hasn't?
I haven't.
No, I have.
I'm going to pause now because not a lot's going on. I'll do it in. Oh. 54 minutes, 5. Okay, so we're now back and it's coming up to midnight. Dan, you haven't phoned your dad, so he's going to complain. But you better not phone him now.
Tough shit.
We had toad in a hole, toad in the hole. For people that don't know what that is, that's actually sausage in Yorkshire pudding. Or batter, as some people over here call it. And we had that with mashed potato and veg. And then for pudding, we had mixed fruit with like a meringue and cream topping, which he seems to like doing a lot.
Meringue-tang.
Not that I'm complaining, it was nice. Watched. Be quiet. She just sighed at me.
As I said, orangutan.
Yeah, okay. We watched the Thoughts of Mr. Witcher, which is good. That was on 9 o'clock. And before that, I didn't mean much to me, but Darren's mum wanted to watch Strictly Come Dancing. So she watched that. And before that, we watched Coronation Street, which was on for an hour. I quite like Coronation Street when I watch it. I don't always watch it, but...
I prefer Coronation Street to bloody X Factor any day of the week.
It wasn't X Factor anyway. I don't know what you got that from. You're going to make tea?
Same bullshit, different day.
Oi!
What?
Stop playing with your phoneage and make me tea.
All right.
You going to make tea?
Well, we'll do.
Okay, then. Thank you, darling. Love you.
Love you too.
Live on audio, but...
Sorry.
And he threw his keyboard on my back. Oh, look. Oops. Oh dear, it doesn't start chatting. So we're going to have a cup of tea and then probably think about going to bed, although I'm not as tired as I should be. There are no cups there.
Yes, there is.
Oh, there is, yeah.
It's full of tea.
Is it?
Yeah, it was your tea that I made you earlier on before we...
Oh, I didn't know you had made it.
Yeah, you said don't want me to make
it. Oh, I'll drink it then.
Fuck off.
No, not really, I wouldn't. Oh, there's my bottle of water here as well.
Drink that if you
like. No, because I was going to take that on the train tomorrow.
What are we asking about tea back there, Mark?
I wouldn't really drink yucky tea. My tea has to be drunk hot. I don't like cold tea, it's disgusting. I need to put some washing away actually as well and then put some stuff in the dryer. Because we did some washing before we left. Hello, Zabba. Off back to London tomorrow.
Back to the scum hole.
Back to Mordor, as Darren calls it. Yeah, my mum and dad get back from their holiday, so that will be good to see them. And no, I won't do an audio boo of them because, well, like Darren's parents, my mum and dad probably wouldn't appreciate audio boo. Though, no, I don't think they would, really. Which is a shame because obviously audio boo is... just a way of me having memories, but...
It's what you call hope, sneak and thick.
My parents are not thick.
Never said yours, I'm talking about mine.
No, neither parents are thick. Anyway, I'm not getting into a debate like that. I'm going to pause and upload my boo. And I'll Catch you lot later, probably tomorrow. See you later. Bye bye. 49 minute pause recording.